from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
Did I look at the clock?
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families.
From the South Point studio. The perfect
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this busy Saturday. And I'm telling you, it's already started a half a world away at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. And of course, we have the first of the three 100-point Kentucky Derby point getters already in the books. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the South Point Studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas, your gaming capital. And although the races have already started at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai on the Dubai World Cup card, that of course will culminate with the $12 million Dubai World Cup as the last race on the card, there's four races already in the books. We'll get to that result in just a moment. But remember that the UAE Derby, which just ran, is one of those 100-point getters for the Kentucky Derby. We have two more left today, the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park and the Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park. Both huge racing cards today at Oaklawn and at Gulfstream Park. And, of course, a lot to cover on today's show. Real quick, as far as any of the news from yesterday, Aqueduct will be closing today. Today's closing day at Aqueduct. We'll check on the jockey trainer standings there. Gulfstream Park championship meet will close tomorrow, Easter Sunday, and they'll have a mandatory payoff in the pick six jackpot. No matter what happens today, if there's a carryover today, they're looking at millions of dollars in the pick six jackpot for Easter Sunday, closing day of the championship winter meet at Gulfstream Park. Santa Anita, of course, as you know, is canceled racing today and tomorrow because of all of the storms that's going through Southern California, and they're making their way here to Las Vegas. Right now, they say in Southern California, they could get up as much as the 3 inches of rain around the Santa Anita area. So they have canceled today, canceled tomorrow. They'll make up one of these two weekend days next week when they'll start racing on Thursday and then go to their Friday to Sunday schedule. So you get Thursday through Sunday next week, no racing Santa Anita today or tomorrow. And Los Alamitos has also canceled its racing for tonight. No racing at Los Alamitos in Orange County tonight either. So those are the latest on all of the action that's going on. And all I can tell you is let's get right to the results of Maydan Racecourse. And here we have at Maydan, the first race was an Arabian Bred Stakes race. That winner was Talal Al Khaladi, and I'm sure I screwed up the name. In any case, Adel Feryadi was the rider there. The winner paid $13.80 in the American Paramutual Pool. In the $1 million Godolphin Mile, at a mile, of course, for three-year-olds and up, the winner there was Two Rivers Over with Edwin Maldonado aboard. Now, listen to this. This is a horse that was claimed by Doug O'Neill for $30,000 and wins the Godolphin Mile and the first big grade one race in the career of Edwin Maldonado. Two Rivers Over captures the Godolphin Mile and pays $31.90 for all of the faithful players of the Southern California circuit. What a claim that was. Two Rivers Over beats Walk of Stars, and the third horse there was Isolate. In the $1 million Dubai Gold Cup at 2 miles on the turf, this was a marathon race, and at the end, Tower of London ran down the rest to get the victory for Ryan Moore, a familiar group there. Tower of London paid $6 even as one of the favorites. Al Nayer was second, and Trawler Man was third. And in the most recent run race on the day, the one of the most recent run races, I should say, the Alcaz Sprint at 6 furlongs on the turf for $1.5 million. The winner there was California Spangle. Brenton Abadullah was the rider there. California Spangle wins the sprint. And in the most recent race, the just concluded UAE Derby, a good battle through the stretch at the end between Forever Young and Autobahn. Forever Young ekes out the win for Yusei Saki. Yusei Saki was the rider there. Forever Young, the winner there. And finishing second, Autobahn. The horse from New York, Pandegate, with Dylan Davis, finished third in that race. Coming up next is the Golden Sheehan at 6 furlongs. Then you got the Dubai Turf Cup at 1 mile and 1/8 on the turf. You got the $6 million Shima Classic at 1.5 miles on the turf. And then the main event, the $12 million Dubai World Cup at 1.25 miles on the main track that features the American horses Croupy, Newgate, and Senor Buscador. And, of course, Defunded is now owned by, foreign ownership there. But do you remember Defunded as doing a lot of his work in America as well? And so that race will go about 9:35 a.m. Pacific time here in the Pacific time zone. So we'll wait and see about that. As far as anything else happening quickly with the results from yesterday, Oaklawn Park, here's the deal. The feature race was the Temperance held at Oaklawn Park yesterday, the 1.5 miles for four-year-olds and up. And it came down to a battle right to the wire. After 1.5 miles, two horses went to the wire in a photo finish. The photo went to Mask Parade. Mask Parade with Harry Hernandez aboard, paid $40.60 in an upset, and was trained by Robertino Diodoro. Here's the kicker. Robertino Diodoro was handed a two-year provisional suspension earlier in the day by HISA for banned drugs. And his horse wins later on in the day. The Temperance Hill, here's the kicker. Temperance Hill was owned by his lawyer. $40.60 there. Classic Causeway was second. Speed Bias was third. And you know that's a developing story. At Aqueduct yesterday, the highest-priced winner came in the last race at $16 even. The pick six paid $3,115. Kendrick Carmouche and Manny Franco had a couple of wins each at the Big A. Gulfstream Park, well, they didn't hit the jackpot yesterday in the pick six. The estimated pick six jackpot pool today, the estimate, is $1,750,000. That's not the cash carried over, but that's expected to be the pool today. If it's not hit today, that's going to carry over with more money bet into it tomorrow on closing day at Gulfstream Park for the championship meeting, and it will be a mandatory payoff tomorrow on Easter Day over there at Gulfstream. And at Santa Anita yesterday, the first race, Jonathan Hardoon, my man, Jonathan Hardoon gives us a nice long shot. This horse went off at 9-1 at post time and was making a menacing move on the turn for home on the turf course at Santa Anita. And the horse, the ground slipped out from under him through the jockey. And, of course, the horse was not hurt, but the horse slipped on the grass course. Remember all the rain they've been having in Southern California? It slipped on the grass course there. She's a joker. You might want to put that horse down for the next run there. Looming up at 9-1 and slip and fell on the racetrack in the opener. And as soon as that race was over, they moved the inner railings, the temporary railings on the grass course, back to zero to further in on the course because the horse slipped on the outside. Santiago Gonzalez will wait and see about his condition today from John Lendo. He was taken to the hospital. And as far as any other riders yesterday, Umberto Rispoli, who won that first race after that horse slipped, also won the last race. Pick six paid $4,314.10 yesterday. Jeff Mullins, what a day this trainer had. He won three of the first five races yesterday at Santa Anita. And at Turfway Park, that huge $111,807 pick five, regular pick five carryover. Well, five out of five yesterday with prices ranging from a 13 and change payoff down to a $5 and change payoff. The pick five paid $1,393.04. We got a lot to cover today. We got a big racing card at Gulfstream Park with the Florida Derby. We got a big card at Oaklawn Park with the Arkansas Derby. And we still have the big races yet to come at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. So without any further ado, we're going to our first break. We're jammed up today. We'll be back with Jonathan Hardoon right after this on this jam-packed Saturday Race Day Las Vegas show live from the South Point Studios here in Las Vegas. Oh, and by the way, we get into the Elite Eight for the NCAA Basketball Championship. Rich Eng will be along with us as well, along with Jerry J., John Lendo, and Jonathan, and your racing menu coming up next. Don't go away!
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Yeah.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. We're going to go right to the racing menu. Right here in Las Vegas is 55 degrees, and it's the temperature's not going to change too much throughout the day and tomorrow, but we have the rain coming in from Southern California. It should be here about 9, 10 o'clock this morning and make its way through rather quickly. But in Southern California, the entire state of California is just getting whopped with a lot of rain, et cetera. And, of course, in Southern California, where San Anita's had, it's raining quite hard there. And as far as the rest of the country, especially in the main racing centers of Hot Springs, Arkansas, where Oaklawn Park is at, and, of course, in Hollandale Beach, Florida, where Gulfstream Park is at, looks great. The racing looks great as far as the weather is concerned there. Let's get started with your racing menu. We begin the racing menu by reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on the show reflect out of the Pacific time zone because we're in it, and these will be the first post times rolling out in our race books today. If you are not in the Pacific time zone listening on the multitude of platforms that we have, I won't go into them now, but you know, the websites, the apps on the phones, the radio stations here in town, etc. Wherever, however, wherever, wherever you're listening, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything. Like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad. And so we will begin, obviously, with the races that have already begun. Maydan Racecourse, first post time was here in Las Vegas at 4:30. It's about 3.5 minutes to go to the sixth race, the Golden Sheehan there. And right now in that race, the favorite three to one. The favorite there is a horse called, let's see, who is it? The 13 horse? Looking at the racing here. Nakatomi, number 10. Nakatomi is your favorite there right now with the Jamie Spencer report. Of course, the big race is yet to come. You know the deal. The Dubai World Cup goes at about 9:35 this morning. Maydan Racecourse already underway. Then we get to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park. Right now the track is fast. Turf is firm. 74 degrees. Northeast winds 3 miles per hour. And the humidity is 59%. Gulfstream Park has 14 races. And they got 10 stakes races. They are the Cutler Bay will go as the third race on the card. Scratch number 3, Private Thoughts, out of that one. Even money favorite is set. Then you get to the Pan American at 1.5 miles on the turf. That'll be the sixth race. Scratch number 8, Starting Over. Favorite in that race at 9-5 is Tawny Port. Then you get to the seventh race, the Ghost Sapper. In that race, no late scratches. 9-5 favorite there is Steel Sunshine. Eighth race is the Sanibel Island Stakes on the turf at 7.5 furlongs. 10 goes there. No late scratches. 8-5 favorite there is Ozar. Ozara, I should say. Ozara is your 8-5 favorite in that one. Ninth race is the Sir Shackleton. The Sir Shackleton, 7 furlongs. No late scratches. 9 go to the post there. And the favorite at 5-2 is Long Range Toddy. Go to the 10th race, the Orchid, at 1.5 miles on the turf. Scratch number 3. Our Collie Kim has been retired. Scratch the 7, Creative Caro. That'll leave the rest going at the 1.5 miles on the turf, a field of 6. And the 8-5 favorite there is McCulloch. McCulloch is your favorite at 8-5. Then the $250,000 Gulfstream Park Oaks at 1.16 miles for 3-year-old fillies is the 11th race. 100 Kentucky Oaks points up for grabs there. Post time for that race is about 1:40 p.m. Pacific time. 9 go to the post, no late scratches. 8-5 favorite is Ways and Means. Then we get to the 12th race, the Sand Spring Stakes at 1.16 miles on the turf. Scratch the 4, Jan's Girl. That'll leave 9 left to go there. 7-5 favorite is Market Segmentation. Then you have the 13th race, the Appleton. In the Appleton, scratch number 7, Lucky Score. That'll leave a field of 10. In that race, the favorite, Lukewarm on the morning line, is at 7-2, and that is Big Everest in that one. And then the final race of the day, the 14th, is the big one. The 14th race is the Florida Derby, a grade one at $1 million for a mile and an eighth for three-year-olds. 100 Kentucky Derby points up for grabs in this one. Post time for that race, about 3:42. Scratch number 3, Bail Us Out, and number 8, Seminole Chief. Numbers 3 and 8 are out of the Florida Derby. And again, first post time at Gulfstream Park for all the action is at 8:30. 8:30, early post, 8:30 this morning, which is about a half an hour after we're off the air. Laurel Park is next. Now, don't forget, though, there is that carryover at Gulfstream Park. And remember that we told you the pot's going to get to about $1,750,000 today. The actual cash carryover at Gulfstream right now is $695,915. Floral Park, it's closing day there. Pick six jackpot, mandatory payoff, $14,661. You got 10 races at Laurel in the first post time of 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs is next. They've got 10 races at Tampa Bay. Their pick six jackpot carryover is set at $10,871, 9:30 first post at Tampa Bay. Then we get to Oaklawn Park, the next big stakes racing day of the day. 13 races there, four stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The ninth race will be the Oaklawn Mile at a mile. Eight go to the post in this one before scratches. 5-2 favorite is Dennington. Then you have the 10th race, the Matron, for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. 10 before scratches there. 5-2 favorite in that one is Daddy's Ruby with Flavian Pratt aboard. The 11th race is the Fantasy. This is for three-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th, holding 100 Kentucky Oaks points to it. That'll go about 4 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time. A field of 12 before scratches. And the 3-1 favorite in that one is My Main Squeeze, drawing the rail under Flavian Pratt. Then the big race there is the $1.5 million Grade 1 Arkansas Derby at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds. 100 Kentucky Derby points up for grabs there. Post time around 4:47. You got a field of 10 in that one. Timberlake is the second choice at 9-5 with Flavian Pratt. Muth, Bob Baffert's trainee, is the 8-5 morning line favorite with Juan Hernandez aboard. That's the Arkansas Derby 12th race. You have 13 races overall and a first post time of 10 a.m. at Oaklawn. Aqueduct, closing day of the winter meet at the Big A at Aqueduct, which means it's a mandatory payoff for whatever's put in the pick six pool today. Aqueduct's first post time is 10:20. Feature race on closing day there is the Excelsior at a mile and 1/8 for four-year-olds and up. And again, first post time at Aqueduct, where it's sunny and 44 degrees and the track is fast. 10:20, first post at the Big A. Sunland Park is next. Sunland Park has 9 quarter horse races today. Their first post time is 11:25. And then, of course, we've got Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races today, and their first post time at Hawthorne with a small carryover in the pick six of $907 is set at 12:40 for their 8 race card. Golden Gate has 7 races today, a pick six jackpot carryover, $34,497, first post time 1:15. Turfway Park, closing day at Turfway, so that's a mandatory payoff there for Turfway Park today, whatever's left there at Turfway. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $233,156, and that's a mandatory payoff today. Their pick six jackpot carryover goes today on closing day, $233,156. Remember, racing in Kentucky moves to Keeneland on Friday. And by the way, Luan Machado has wrapped up the jockey standings there at Turfway with 61 winners going into today. He's 25 winners over Geraldo Corrales. First post time, Turfway Park, 2:55. Then we got Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races today. Their first post time at Charlestown with a pick six jackpot carryover of $1,929 is set at 4 p.m. And as we said, Los Alamitos has canceled racing today. That's your menu. We now go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning. I'm hoping it's just great weather there in Saratoga.
It actually is a beautiful day today, Ralph. It's a little chilly, but it's beautiful. At Aqueduct, the weather is beautiful. It's just cold.
Go ahead. It's just cold there?
Yeah. It's beautiful, though.
All right, we're turning off the menu music. The menu music is
about
that.
Wouldn't be mine.
Yes, they've been dancing for a long time with the menu. Now they can relax. In any case,
they've been playing pretty good.
Yeah, they were. You know, he's rocking and rolling here in the studio with the Mexican music. That's for sure. All right. Anyhow, we've got the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby. The UAE Derby already ran, but we were talking about the UAE Derby and the favorite looked tough in that race. Had a battle through the stretch, but got the job done there. Where do you want to go first?
It's up to you. You're the boss. Tell us where we're going, and we'll be ready.
Let's go to Gulfstream.
Okay. Gulfstream it is. What race would you like to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about the Florida Derby first, and then any other of the stakes races you got today that you really like a horse in.
Okay, we could do that. Well, listen, I mean, obviously, this is a very important day for fierceness because everyone is curious to see which fierceness shows up, the fierceness that won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile or the fierceness that showed up last time. Listen, he's got four career starts and he's won two races, two of them, and extremely impressive in both of those wins. The only thing is he was loose on the lead in both of those races. You know, he had it his own way. Let's see what happens if he has to get into a dogfight. You know, it's a tough kind of horse to play at a short price. I would take a little bit of a shot against him. I like Conquest Warrior, a three-year-old colt for the Sheldon McGahee barn. This horse also three career starts with two wins, but I think he has more upside, and I think he's going to be longer than the 3-1 that he's listed on, and I think he's the right horse to be playing. No question, Fierceness is the horse to beat, but Conquest Warrior, I think, is the right horse to be playing here.
Jose Ortiz riding Conquest Warrior, and a lot of people like that horse as well because of the inconsistency of Fierceness. I mean, if Fierceness kept running his races all the time, he'd be the prohibitive favorite here, but today it's the gut check for Fierceness, that's for sure. So you like the 9, Conquest Warrior, in the 14th race, the Florida Derby today. And, of course,
correct.
I'm kind of curious to see what Hades will do after that big win. I guess, you know, people might think halfway that maybe it's a fluke, but the horse has been training well.
Listen, the horse ran three times and he's won all three races. Yeah. So, you know, all he could do is beat the horses that they bring out against him. So
exactly.
Nothing wrong with that horse.
Exactly. All right, let's go to Oakland.
By the way, Ralph, yes. You asked for a race at Gulfstream that I liked, and let's look at the 13th race there. This is the Appleton Stakes, and I love the number 3 horse in here. Ice Chocolate. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Mark Cassie barn. This horse is just in terrific shape. His last two races both run at Gulfstream. Either one is good enough to win here. Paco Lopez takes them out 9-2 on the morning line. Ice Chocolate upsets and wins the 13th race as one of our radio plays.
All right, we're going to make that a radio play on the show because you were talking about it. So in the 13th race, the Appleton, number 3, Ice Chocolate at 9-2 on the morning line with Paco Lopez is going to be one of your picks on the show in the 13th race, the 3 horse. And we will leave it at that. Okay, next up is the, unless you have anything else at Gulfstream you want to kind of talk about?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We can go to Oaklawn.
We'll go to Oaklawn now and the Arkansas Derby, $1.5 million. That's not a bad purse to win of it within itself. But, of course, you've got the morning line favorite in this race is the Bob Baffert trainee, Muth. And, you know, Muth, I should say, is how they pronounce it. But if he wins, no Derby points are going to be allotted. But Timberlake is the 9-5 second choice with Flavian Pratt. Gets a better post position from the inside. And, you know, this horse is genuine, that's for sure.
He is, and I like the rider switch to Pratt. I mean, take nothing away from Florent Giroux or from Kristen Torres, who rode him last time. And he actually rode him well, but they got an opportunity to get Flavian Pratt, and I think that's certainly going to help. It won't hurt. And I think the fact that this horse has a race over the track is a big plus, and he's also drawn inside. So he gets the best of it today. I'm not saying he's better than Muth, but today he may be better than Muth, and again, the only problem with Timberlake really is the question is the distance, how far he really wants to go. But hopefully he'll be able to get the 1 1/8 today. Again, you got Pratt, you got an inside post, and you have a win over the track. So all pluses in Timberlake's corner.
All right, so we got Timberlake there, kind of a short price, that's for sure. Anything that we can hook up there? You know, I get a lot of people who have liked this horse, Liberal Arts. What do you know about him?
He's fine, Ralph. He's a horse I definitely would use underneath. He's improving. And if one of the two main contenders stubbed their toe, well, Liberal Arts is the right horse to be including.
And I got to tell you, this horse is 15-1 on the morning line. But, you know, I've talked to several different handicappers that really like this horse in this race. Don't think you're going to get 15-1, but he might be a good horse to put in the exotics. That's for sure with Timberlake. And that one, that's the 12th race at Oaklawn Park. All right, Jonathan, just in now, as far as the Golden Shehanda just ran at the Maidan Racecourse. The Golden Shehanda, $2 million race at 6 furlongs, won by a horse called Tuz, T-U-Z, Tuz. number 14 if you're playing the races through the internet. And Bon Franke, a nice long shot, finished second in that race. The third place finisher was the favorite Nakatomi. So it was Tuz, Bon Franke, and Nakatomi in that race. And then coming up next now, they pump up the purse values there. $5 million for the Dubai Turf. That's coming up. Then the $6 million Sheehan Classic and the final $12 million Dubai World Cup. Wow, what a day. All right, Jonathan, we will cut to the chase. I know that your horses, your horse in the first race yesterday, don't know what to say about
it. He was making a winning move.
Right? He was.
He was going to be right there.
He was on. He made a menacing move on the turn. Got to just abreast to the leaders, and he looked like he was going to finish off the job, and then he slips on the race course.
Slip sliding away.
He slip slid away all right with our money, too. But I just hope, and I know the horse is okay. I want to make sure that the jock's all right. We'll get that from John Lindo. All right, give me a pick, Kivik's, whatever's left for today.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number four. And by the way, a terrific card at Aqueduct today, all full field, something we haven't seen in a while, but they did it today. They filled the fields up, and that's good. Let's look at the fourth race today. It's a maiden claiming event, and I love the number two horse in here, the elusive Dr. Wong. This is a four-year-old gelding for the John Kimmel barn. Jose Gomez aboard to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line, full field of nine. He's getting better with each and every start. He's a pick five, pick four single in today's fourth race out at Aqueduct. Number two, the elusive Dr. Wong.
And it's a great day as far as weather concerns at Aqueduct. The track is finally labeled fast again. So in the fourth race, like the two, the elusive Dr. Wong, breaking from the rail, but post number two and bet number two, the two in the fourth race, Jonathan's play. And, I don't know, Jonathan, you got to have one more for me at Gulfstream.
I do. I love the fourth race today, Ralph. Number one, Rotterdam, a four-year-old colt from the Ralph Nix barn. Edgar Zayas aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. This horse should work out a great trip, breaking from the rail again. Another pick five single. Fourth race today, number one, Rotterdam, 4-1 on the morning line, wins today's fourth race out at Gulfstream Park.
You do remember when I asked you, when I squeezed one more out of you last week, we got a nice payoff there. So let's hope Rotterdam does the same thing for us. Fourth race today at Gulfstream, number one, Rotterdam. I know you got full sheets, my man, at Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and Gulfstream Park. And, of course, you had a souvenir for Santa Anita.
There you go. And tomorrow, only one game in town, Gulfstream, and probably will be a mandatory payout if someone doesn't squeak by today.
It'll be mandatory tomorrow anyhow because they're closing the championship meeting. Yeah. But we want that big carryover for mandatory tomorrow, that's for sure.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. And I love the outfit. You look pretty sharp today.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, my man. That's you know, when you dress with the lights on, it kind of works out. Thanks. We'll be right back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races.
Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Before we get out to Rich Eng for his thoughts on the Elite Eight and, of course, any other action on the racetrack that he might have an opinion on, I want to just give you the latest on Oaklawn Park's racing surface today. It is fast. The Oaklawn Park racetrack is fast today for the races at Oaklawn Park. Cloudy there. The temperature is 62 degrees. The wind is southwest at 10 miles per hour, and the humidity is 72%. Setting it up today at Oaklawn Park for their big Arkansas Derby Day. All right, now let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralph.
Busy day, my man. We're already started at the Maidan Racecourse in Dubai, and now the bigger races, you know, million-dollar races, they're setting the table. We go right now escalating until the $12 million Dubai World Cup.
Well, I was real happy to see the UAE Derby result, Ralph, because I have two Kentucky Derby future book bets in my pocket. I have Forever Young at 100-1, and I have Tuscan Sky, who's going to run next week in the Wood Memorial at 125. So I just wanted to get two of them to the starting gate, get two out of 20. What the heck?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the Tuscan Sky, I guess they decided to skip this weekend for next weekend's races. So probably better for the horse, that's for sure. And again, we remind everybody that Keeneland's going to open on Friday after Turfway closes today. A lot of, winter tracks now closing down and getting ready for the spring thrust across the country. But do you have a thought about either the Florida Derby or the Arkansas Derby before we talk a little bit basketball?
Well, in particular, I heard you guys talking about Timberlake. And to me, Timberlake is, if it's not Sierra Leone is the favorite for the Kentucky Derby, it's got to be Timberlake. So I think it's his race to win or lose, basically.
All right, you got it. Arkansas Derby, you got to vote for Mr. Two, number two, Timberlake there. Florida Derby, I guess, gut check for fierceness.
Yeah, you know, horses like that drive me crazy. I call them in and outers. Fierceness has run one good race, one bad race, one good race, one bad race. You know, he may show up with his good race, but then does that mean he's going to run his bad race in the Kentucky Derby? So, I mean, the inconsistency is just drives you crazy.
Richie, I know that you don't have a Santa Anita sheet today because they're not running today, but you do have a simulcast sheet if people want to go there to the racedaylasvegas.com website. You have a simulcast sheet that covers races at several different racetracks today. So keep that in mind, folks. No Santa Anita, but certainly a simulcast. Before we get to a final thought about a horse play, the Elite Eight now, and boy, only two number ones are left.
Yeah, we saw some more upsets yesterday, Ralph, and I must admit, I gave out Houston yesterday. I bet Houston, and when they lost their starting point guard, Jamal Shedd, with 7 minutes left in the first half, it's hard to lose your best player and your point guard and still try to win. They gave it a heroic effort, but it was too much to overcome. But we're down to eight teams, Ralph, and UConn is still the target,
right?
The team with the target on everyone's back.
All right, give me a pick, and then we'll give you a horse pick, and we'll let you go.
Yeah, we'll go to the other game, Alabama and Clemson. I'm going to take the points. Let's go plus three with Clemson. These teams are almost dead even. Clemson is knocked off Arizona last time out, and just a tremendous basketball game.
Yeah,
I think this game comes right down to the last possession. Clemson plus three.
Okay, you got it. And off of that simulcast play, where are we doing there?
Race six at Gulfstream is the Pan American, Ralph. Let's go with the number six horse, Tawny Port. This horse is a kind of a tough horse to ride. Better when they can take him back a little bit and create him going after a target. So Ired Ortiz takes over. That's a huge move. Let's go with the six, Tawny Port. In race six, the Pan American.
All right, sixth race at Gulfstream, number six, Tawny Port, the sixth in the sixth race at Gulfstream, and take the small points with Clemson on today's NCAA basketball game. And obviously, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Easter Sunday because the second half of the Elite Eight will be conducted tomorrow as well. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're coming back, and we still got a lot to go yet. We got John Lendo standing by, Jerry J as well. And the racing continues in the Dubai World Cup Day of Racing down in the Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, we're going to go out to Southern California, and I can see, by the way, John Lendo is dressed, that it's probably raining there, so let's bring in John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, I went out and got my racing form this morning for tomorrow. I'm pretty blustery outside, just light rain. It's not pouring or anything, but we're supposed to be steady with rain all day today, and track at Santa Anita is closed for training today and tomorrow, so it's just a lost weekend for us out here.
Okay, well, have they completely opened the training track, the synthetic track, yet for at least some sort of training?
They are open, and today is the first day they're allowing workouts with workout times. So they'll have like a 15-minute window after they open, after renovation, for workouts. So we'll see what kind of times the horses post. Although, you know, the last couple of days, the main track has been really busy for works, getting ready for the rain.
Well, John, I know since Santa Anita is not running today or tomorrow, you have an extensive Lendo report covering all of Gulfstream Park and the last five races, or I should say the pick five races covering the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn. So you've got both the Florida Derby and the Oaklawn Derby on the Lendo report. Full comprehensive Lendo report covering all of the, I believe, 14 races at Gulfstream and five races at Oaklawn Park that encompass all of the stakes races at Oaklawn. Plus a suggested late pick four and late pick fives on there, et cetera. It's all on one comprehensive sheet, the Lendo Report, comprehensive for all of the big races today. And it's a free of charge exclusively only here at the South Point Racebook, that's for sure, where folks are already in there playing the races at the Maidan Racecourse. I know you've been watching some of the races from Dubai early. Any thoughts?
I think it's five races today, Ralph, so far in Dubai, and the winners have come from the United States, Europe, Hong Kong, Japan, and Dubai. So that is the definition of an international race meet.
No question about that. In looking ahead to the Dubai World Cup, do you think it's going to be a replay of the Saudi Cup?
I think De Soro can turn the tables on Senor Buscador in that race. I just think the two turns is going to help him. Senor Buscador got the pace set up he needed last time. I'm not sure it's going to be the same type of race. I'm interested to see what Laurel River does. He was trained by Bob Baffert before for Judmont. He's had a couple of races now down in Dubai, and he's very dangerous if he can make the lead. He's a pretty interesting horse in there, but I think the Japanese who have already won a race today, Ushpa Tesoro and Derma Sotogaki, I think they're both going to run well today in the World Cup.
And I got to tell you, John, that Laurel River was a very promising horse when we saw him in the United States. And so, you know, if he has improved, you're right, he could be dangerous. The odds of, I believe they have him at 11 to 1. I don't know how they compute their morning line, but they have him at 11 to 1 on the morning line. We'll wait and see there. As far as the next race, there's about 21 minutes to go for the Dubai turf at a mile and one-eighth on the turf. And that seems to be a wide open race as well. But now we bring ourselves closer to the good old USA on American soil. We have two big racing cards today, Gulfstream Park and Oaklawn Park. First thoughts about the Florida Derby at Gulfstream?
I think the Florida Derby's made to order for fierceness. Usually you don't like those outside posts going a mile and eighth in the dirt at Gulfstream, but there's only a couple of speed horses in there, and I think fierceness can work out a trip on the outside in the clear and avoid the trouble that it seems to, when it gets to him, he has a problem with. I think he just sits in the outside and tracks, and he's worked like a beast out of his last race. To me, he is absolutely the horse to beat. in the Florida Derby. I'm going to watch Conquest Warrior. He needs points to get into the Derby, and I do think he's a true mile and a quarter horse if he gets the chance.
Well, I can say this, that we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now, because after today's 100-point races across the, of course, the two today, and, of course, the one in Maidan, it's already been allotted, that there's only three more 100-point getters before the Kentucky Derby, and that's next weekend, the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass, and the Wood Memorial, and then one small 20-point one they throw in, the Lexington, on April 13th, just in case there's a horse on the cusp and the owners want to get a box for the Kentucky Derby. They might want to run in that and see if they can bump somebody else out. But the major races are today and, of course, next weekend. How do you see the Arkansas Derby?
I do think, hearing John Hardoon, and I think they got the right idea. I think Timberlake falls into the right trip from an inside post. He has a race over the track, which gives him an advantage over Muth coming in from California. And he's got tactical speed, and he had to get a really nice trip in there. I thought the prep race when he won coming off the layoff at Oakland was really good. He got a little seasoning, took some dirt in his face, angled out, you know, split horses, and finished up well. So I expect Timberlake to run well today. I'm rooting for Liberal Arts. He's a horse that's owned by friends of mine, the former trainer Steve Ferraro and his son Evan. I know they've been pointing to this race since the beginning of the year. The progression's gone well. He hasn't missed any. Training at all coming into the race, and the mile and eighth will help him. I think he's a good horse to use in the exactus and tries. I think he'll hit the board.
So do I, and at 15-1 with Tyler Gaffleone aboard, of course, 15-1 I think is ambitious. I don't think it's going to be that price, but he's going to be a good price to hook up in the exotics, that's for sure. All right, John, well, we don't have Santa Anita, but we got Gulfstream Park. We got a Lindo report there, so what are we doing for a horse today?
Jonathan Hardy mentioned a horse I like in the 13th race today at Gulfstream Park, and that's number three, Ice Chocolate. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of speed in this race. I think Ice Chocolate will sit a really nice trip down on the inside under Paco Lopez, and I think the trip is going to make the difference here. 9-2 on the program for a very sharp horse is a nice price. And number three, Ice Chocolate, race 13 at Gulfstream Park.
All right, so we got the John and Jonathan's both on the same horse here in the Appleton. That's the 13th race on the card, and that's number three, Ice Chocolate, the three horse in the 13th race at Gulfstream. Just the tip of the iceberg, folks. You guys have done a yeoman's job with a lot of work, and, of course, available the Lindo Report right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, because they love horse players and the Lindo Report as well. John, we will let you get back to weathering the weather there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ralph, I've got a bomber at Oakland Park if you
want it.
Let's close out the pick five at Oakland Park in the 13th and final. Number 12, Faith Alone, 20-1 on the program, got absolutely stopped and shuffled back to last time. Split the field, but he really finished well when he finally got clear. I don't know how good this horse is, but he had plenty of excuses last time, and 20-1 is way too big a price. If I'm alive in the pick five and this horse wins, we're going to be in good shape. 13th race at Oakland, number 12, Faith Alone, Oakland Park.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, John. If we missed this horse and it won, I would be tarred and feathered by our listeners out there. So good catch there. 13th race, number 12, Faith Alone. Kind of an appropriate horse for this Easter weekend, huh? Faith Alone, that, of course, the 12th horse in the 13th race, a nice fat 20-1. Oh, boy, there's a lot of Easter eggs on the you could buy with that one, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, John. Again, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have fun today, Ralph. Good luck.
I'm sure we will. We're going to have fun at the racebook, that's for sure. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ralph.
Now, I asked you to take a look at both the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby. So if you have any thoughts about either one of those races, what say you?
Okay, well, let's start with the Florida Derby. And the first horse we have to talk about is Fierceness, the 10 horse from Fletcher. And we saw him win the BC Juvie back in November. In one of the most stellar fashions we've ever seen any two-year-old run that race. I mean, it's as good a two-year-old race as I've ever seen.
Yep.
And, you know, that race points him out that his potential, you know, these horses, even very fast two-year-olds still get faster at three. Okay. So he really rates to get better and better, even to a certain point. You know, maybe he used up, you know, let's say this horse is this high, and he got that high as a two-year-old. He only has that much further to go. this is still higher than everybody else. A lot of them, they get about this way and they grow that much in their three-year-old year. So maybe he doesn't have as much growth, and maybe he does. We don't know that. Anyway, he came out on February 2nd, ran a rather disinterested race or a mediocre race. And a lot of people are like, he must be inconsistent. There must be something wrong with him. Maybe for the first time, Todd Pletcher did the right thing and didn't have him all wound up to go on his first time out. Who cares if he won that race? That was the holy bull. In fact, I'm happy he didn't win it. And I mean, I've seen a firm get beat his first race as a three-year-old. I've seen dozens of fantastic horses in the three- and four-year-old race just do a prep and not win, and that's the best thing that can happen. So I fully expect Fierces to run an A-plus race today. And when he does, he's going to win by a lot. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I think some interesting long shots behind him, or horses behind him, are number one, Frankie's Empire, number three, Bayless Out, and number seven, Catalytic. I think they're all kind of interesting. If there's some prices in there, maybe you can make some hay with the 10 over, say, the 1, 3, and the 7.
Well, the 3 is scratch. Bailout is scratch. So you like the 10 over some live long shots you think are the 1 and the 7. We'll now move on to the Arkansas Derby, if you have a thought there.
Yeah, and a little dissimilar, but coming out and running a very easy win was Timberlake in his last race. And, you know, there is no better trainer than Brad Cox. And we all love Baffert and everything, but to me, this is the best trainer in the game today. Mm-hmm. I mean, just is an amazing success story. And his horses always run in big races. They really always show up. And as they do with Baffert's horses for the most part. And, you know, I think this horse has a perfect setup because it was a very easy race when he won the Rebel, and he's just going to step forward today. And we go back and see the Champagne as a two-year-old. That was a big, big effort for a two-year-old as well. And so we see a higher ceiling for him than I see for any of the other horses. Muth, on the other hand, for Baffert, he's my second best in the race, runs a lot of very good races. And you'll go back to the BC last year as a two-year-old, and they were pretty much on even terms at the finish. Mm-hmm. And I make him a second best. I think that Baffert tends to get more out of his horses earlier, so maybe there's a little less upside development. Liberal Arts and Imperial Gun are both really excellent long shots. I put these on them on my sheet for everybody. I love them for underneath. So I kind of like the two over the 5, 10, and 7. I like Muth. I mean, Muth is fine. He's just going to be over bet. He's going to be undervalued, in my opinion. You can't have two underlays in the same round. One will be an underlay and the other will be an overlay. I expect Muth to be the underlay. That's sort of my guess.
Okay, so you like number 2, Timberlake, over numbers 5, 7, and 10 in the Arkansas Derby. Again, looking for a little bit of value underneath this horse. And it would be a perfect birthday present for Brad Cox. He celebrates his 44th birthday today, so maybe they'll have a birthday cake in the winter.
And that too.
Yeah, right. All right, picks.
Well, I got one pick for you today, Ralph.
Okay.
In race number three, I'm liking I'm Buffy.
And where is it at? Where is it at, please?
Oh, at Aqueduct.
Okay. We asked you for the horses all over the place, so I just had to make sure.
I am Buzzy.
Okay. All right, third race, go.
All right, so the four horse in the third race, I'm Buzzy for Patty Reynolds. This is an old line handicapping angle that's worked for 35, 40 years and probably worked for another 40 years. It's a claimer who starts to get good, starts winning one race after another. You just keep betting them as they go up in class at decent prices. I'm taking the 4 on Buzzy. I'm making my win-win place type bet, playing the 4 over the 1, 2, and 3, doing some small reverses, but I'm all about on Buzzy in the 4th at Aqueduct.
All right, the third race, by the way. The third race at Aqueduct, number 4, I'm Buzzy, over 1, 2, 3 in reverse, the 4 in the third race at Aqueduct, and today is closing day there for their meet. And so, of course, we won't have racing there tomorrow and no racing at Santa Anita. So Jerry's got the day off. Jerry, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great Easter, everybody. And we'll see you next week. That's for sure.
All right. You got it. Right now, the Dubai Turf is about 10 and a half minutes away there in Maidan. And we're wrapping up this race day show. with wishing everybody a happy day at the races, a great day at the races. We'll be here tomorrow morning for Easter Sunday racing. There are some, and especially at Gulfstream Park. In the meantime, say it, Jerry, one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.